probably get the same person.
Bank of Cardiff, how may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was calling in regards of, I've leased some equipment through y'all in the past, and we're
going
to buy some more equipment, and I was just calling to see what I need to do.
Not a problem. Can I get your name, please?
Dave Gillespie.
The name of your business?
Abilene Concepts in Stone.
All right. And do you know who your rep was?
I don't.
No problem. Okay. You're actually, for some, maybe it's coincidence, you're talking to the gentleman that actually, I head up our home Stone Equipment Finance Division. My name is Ruben, by the way.
Okay, Ruben.
Nice to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, looks like we funded you for some equipment in the past. Your rep's actually no longer here. I'm a supervisor, so I'm more than happy to help you out. Let me make sure I've got your correct contact information. Is your email still billyboy_bowtie@hotmail.com?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's my business partner.
Oh, okay. I can send you an email as well. Whatever's easiest. What's the best number to reach you at?
325-280-2222.
Okay. And what kind of equipment are you looking to get?
A new saw.
Do you know the vendor you're trying to purchase one from?
Parks Industries.
Okay, I know who they are. Who are you working with over there? Who's your sales rep?
Brian Meyer.
Okay. And is the business still on 50-50?
Uh-huh.
Great. And by you and Bill Boyd, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just need to get a few pieces of information, and then I'll get the process started. Do you have a quote on the saw?
I do. It's going to be, he's actually sending me a true quote, but he said it would be between $53,000 and $54,000.
$53,000 and $54,000. Okay. And when are you looking to purchase? When are you looking to purchase it?
Pretty soon. Like
okay.
Like September 15th, our target date.
Is that your target date for install or placing the order?
Placing the order.
Oh, okay. The process, we can actually get you approved by tomorrow and fund it by early next week. It's pretty quick.
Okay.
And do you want me to email you what I would need or to your partner or to you? I can grab another email address.
Okay. You could email it to, just email it to him and we'll just look. He's sitting right here. So we'll just email it to him.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email to the billyboy_bowtie@hotmail.com. What I just need to gather is your what I need to gather, and I'll just include my information, is your last 6 months' bank statements, an application that's actually already pre-filled out, so all I need you and your partner to sign it, and then send it back to me with a quote, and we'll start working on the approval for you.
Okay. All righty. That's easy enough. Okay.
Do you have any questions I can answer for you?
Here's what I don't want to do. He's in the process of buying a new house, and I don't want this to reflect on his house. Does that make sense?
Correct. Absolutely. It's a very common concern. So there's two ways we can look at things. Our loans don't go under business credit. However, sometimes we have to pull the credit. So we'd like to know if we don't want to, kind of throw something into the wind. Is it okay if we process the credit as long as the loan doesn't go under his personal credit, or can he not have any inquiries right now?
I'd rather not have any inquiries right now.
Okay.
They're going to sign papers the 12th of September, so, I mean, I'm so close now. It's 30 days out. I was just trying to get the process started to try to get how much it was going to be, and then we'll just pull the trigger the 13th.
And you're okay with us processing your credit, just not your partner's, correct?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can do what's called a soft inquiry anyway, so I can get a pre-approval generated, and then just assuming the credit is clean, do that. That's not a problem at all. So what I'll do is I'll get you an application over. And we can just hold up. We will just do a soft inquiry to get it started, and then once you're on the 13th, pull the trigger and get it wrapped up for you guys.
Okay. Since we can pull up that quick, yeah, that'd be fine. Okay. All righty. I'll look forward to getting the information.
Perfect. You got my, can you read that number back to me in case you need to reach me?
The number I have is 888-234-0166.
Let me give you my direct contact information.
Okay, Reuben.
It's 858.
Okay.
866.
Okay.
9102.
9102?
Uh-huh.
Alrighty.
Okay. And your name is Dave, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. No problem at all.
Okay, Reuben, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. You'll be getting an email from me within the hour, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.